Ever won the lottery? No? But did that stop you from buying another lottery ticket? If the answer is another no, you might call yourself an optimist. But according to researchers at the University College London, human beings are naturally hopeful creatures. It is all in the brain, they say. A study suggests it is very effective at processing good news. About 80% of people have a tendency to see the glass as half full, not half empty, even if they don't consider themselves to be optimists. The good news is that this brings a health benefit. Being upbeat and having a positive outlook on life reduces anxiety. A study of nearly 100,000 women showed a lower risk of death from heart disease among optimists. But it's not always good to be optimistic. The authors of the study point out the 2008 financial crisis may have been caused by analysts overestimating their assets' performance, even in the face of clear evidence to the contrary. There are personal health risks, too. Dr. Tali Chereau, lead researcher, said smoking kills messages don't work because people think their chances of having cancer are low. There's a very fundamental bias in the brain. But as they say, every cloud has a silver lining. Even if seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses poses a risk to our health, we're not going to skip sleeping. Let's just keep our chins up and keep smiling.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What did researchers at University College London recently find? Question 24. What do the researchers mention the 2008 financial crisis for? Question 25. What does the speaker suggest people do?